Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy-ya! Righty, hour number two. Me and Teak were just singing.
It's the end of the road, as you know.
No, it's...
And I feel fine.
Don't waste time here. Come on. Got a lot to get to, Teak. Coming here from the Teak and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams for 30 years. They've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Now, we
could always gone Boys to Men into the Road, too.
Say that again?
Could always gone Boys to Men into the Road, too. But that's
you
a
could.
Little sappy.
Yeah, I don't want to sing it. If you start singing that to me, it's the relationship's over, buddy.
I'm out. See ya.
I can't do a show anymore.
I'm out. See ya.
That's a good song, though. All right, so the Astros. Wow. We had Hugh Jackson booked next segment. Mm-hmm. And we wanted Hugh to obviously get into the Browns hire, plus general NFL things. We kicked Hugh. Mike, is he back for sure tomorrow? Definitely
excellent.
Tomorrow.
Excellent. We like Hugh.
He's terrific. Got Pete Rose tomorrow as well. And this was independent of what we're about to get into. Sam just booked him because he's Pete Rose. All right. Now, here's the short synopsis. Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch, the GM and the skipper of the Astros, both respectively banned for one year by
yep.
Major League Baseball. And since then, they have been fired by the Astros. They got dented $5 million, which nobody cares about the money.
Yep.
But you need to know that that's the highest fine that Major League Baseball can levy. Because
yep.
I do think I've seen one common thread on social media. You know, monetarily, that's weak. That's a mere pittance for – I get that. But
yep.
you couldn't do more than that.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
That's out of control for – that's not even that – that's not Manfred's fault. He wasn't weak there. He can't do anything more.
And by the way, when was the last time you saw someone fined $5 million? When was the last time you saw someone fined $1 million? It just doesn't happen.
The Pats were fined a little bit.
No, I'm talking about baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
And so to hit the max – and it probably wasn't even a conversation. It wasn't like, oh, should we go to should we do 2 million or three? It's like, dude, this they're getting five, and now we got to figure out what the hell else we're going to do.
You're right. Well said. And what else they're going to do? What the hell else they're going to do is this, which I think is a massive dent in their future, man.
Yeah.
Especially since they draft so well. The Houston Astros have lost their first and second round picks, not just in 2020. But in 2021,
yeah.
Manager out for a year, now gone from the team. GM gone for a year, now gone from the team. First round pick 2020, gone. Second round pick 2020, gone. First round pick 2021, gone. Second round pick 2021, gone. I don't know what else you're asking for.
Yeah.
But for a guy who was ranting and raving about this like a lunatic when this first went down in real time, that this was the most pivotal point in Rob Manfred's commissionership, nice job, Commissioner.
I was going to say,
well done.
All you can do is give him a serious pat on the back because he squashed it. Right? No team will ever think about doing this again. And the team that did it before, the Red Sox, the year before, we're still waiting on what's going to happen with their skip, who was with the Astros before, and likely a big part of the Astros doing what the Astros did that they now got penalized for. But just to add to your comment, BT,
yep.
Major League Baseball had no other choice other than to do this because cheating is one thing. Cheating like they were cheating is another. I mean, I don't mean cheating, like trying to steal signs mm-hmm. or guy on second base, you know, trying to look through the catcher's legs and, you know, giving a wing or whatever it may be to tip off the batter. Great. But if you're the batter, what if the guy's wrong?
Yeah.
Right?
No, we talked about that.
So it's give and take.
Yeah, sure.
To electronically mm-hmm. manipulate, at least try to manipulate the game by stealing signs, relaying them intricately to batters or coaches who are relaying to the hitters. I mean, that's just outside of what is acceptable, I think, in any sport. Mm-hmm. So Rob Manfred did the exact right thing here. And the Houston Astros now are faced with this perception / asterisk that a lot of people are going to throw on their championship.
Forget about
and
that.
It's, and it's a
true,
shame.
Which is true. I don't think it's a shame.
What I mean? But it's a shame because the team felt great. Like, it's a story. Like, mm-hmm. their story was amazing, Right, I remember I talked about this when
but
it happened.
But would their story be their story if they didn't cheat?
I don't know, but remember...
We'll never know the answer.
Well, let's
to
back
that.
Up. So let's back up. So remember when they won the World Series?
Yeah.
Like, I was raving about the like this Sports Illustrated cover
that
predicted that this group of young, like, in the minors, working their way to the majors, group of kids were going to be your 2017 World Series champions. And guess what? They were. And they had the MVP right.
Yeah.
And so it was unreal. Like, the story was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now it feels tainted and ugly.
I do think that for those who think the punishment was weak, right?
But the punishment wasn't weak.
But watch, we're going to take calls, and I guarantee that there's going to be some people saying it's weak. 855-212-4227. Promise we'll take calls on this. But for those who think that, you have to understand, because we said this when it first went down, this is not the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So the option of vacating the title, of stripping the Astros of the championship trophy, was never in play. If you can reconcile that one very important fact here, I mean, quite candidly, Tiki, I'm all ears. I don't know how anybody can intelligently or at least passionately say that Major League Baseball did not stiff arm and just destroy the Astros.
Yeah, well...
I think that they crushed them.
Yeah. Now let me
crush.
Let me back up for a second. So when you talk about
fastball.
Yeah, exactly. But when you talk about stripping a title,
yeah,
like in the NCAA, it's really like it's nebulous. Like, they're talking about you took improper benefits 8 months ago and bought your mom a car. Mm-hmm. It has no impact on what happened on a basketball court. So,
to be literal, though, it might, because if they didn't take the benefits, they might not have gone to that school.
True. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm
saying? But it didn't affect, like...
The court.
The X's and O's. How many jump shots did you make? Did you knock down those free throws at the end of the game when you needed to win the game? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Now, if you were on another team, maybe my team didn't win. But you were on this team, you knocked them down.
Uh-huh.
Right? But that didn't affect the $8,000 or $15,000 that you got in the offseason. Why couldn't the MLB strip it and give it? Because think about the games we're talking about. We're talking about the Astros and the Dodgers.
I'll tell you why.
Game seven, I
could save you a lot of words. I'll tell you why.
You know,
because they didn't do it with steroids.
Huh. Yeah, okay.
They didn't do it with steroids. But, and I got to be honest here.
Yeah,
as a fan,
wasn't steroids like tactically accepted though? It wasn't, but
this team
it was.
Has many steroids, and I'm pointing to my Yankee hat for those who listen to on the radio. That's in studio. The Yankees had as many steroid abusers as anybody. So I'm not going to be disingenuous. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say this in real time. That's why I was never a proponent of stripping the Astros of their title, because I realize that the team behind me and others, like the A's with McGuire and Canseco, when they won it in, I guess that would have been 89 when they beat the Giants and then lost to the Reds the next year. You can't go back to the 70s and the Reds. But at least specific to like steroids, I mean, this team with the NY on their head,
yeah,
had as many cheaters as anybody
True,
I've ever
but
seen.
But I keep thinking back to Yu Darvish and that Game 7 start, and he's just getting lit up. I mean, it's not even – it's like you feel bad for him. Like, very rarely do you feel bad for athletes on the ultimate stage, the championship stage, and they're just performing horrendously.
Mm-hmm.
I still think back to Yu Darvish going through that, because in some ways I was kind of rooting for the Dodgers. I just wanted to see like the history come back and then win
been
the championship.
A long time.
It's been a really long time.
Last championship.
And so no dog in the fight, but I kind of was like, oh, come on, Dodgers.
Yeah, I got you.
He's just getting crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to that. What if there was, that's fastball. It's coming. You know what
probably
I mean?
Probably was. Why should we think there wasn't?
Of course it was.
Yeah.
But.
So I hear you.
It's tangible. I can, like, knowing that they were cheating, I can actually go back and see how it affected the outcome of the game.
No question.
In the NCAA, I don't see how giving this dude $20,000 affected him, this guy dunking on you and beating you in the NCAA tournament.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, Teak, I get it. But let me ask you a question. I know you're friends with him, but and I know you'll answer this honestly. You think Roger Clemens took steroids?
The answer
is yes.
I think he took HGH.
Or he took something.
I think he took human growth. I don't think he took steroids.
But you think he took something?
I think he took something.
Okay. We know Pettit took something. Now, Pettit said that he took it to facilitate rehab, and which I don't fully believe in, even though Andy is a really good guy, man of faith, he still took it. Yankees won championships with them.
That's true.
So, again, like proving with the Yu Darvish point, whether it was this that, it's almost immaterial. You could go 30 years in history.
Yeah, when you put it that way, you see it.
And so many people would have a beef like, hey, you know, because I struck out three times against Clemens in the American League Championship Series in whatever year, and we lost by a run. Maybe I was deprived of a championship, which I can monetize now in retirement. You'd unravel the yarn, and there'd be no end.
You can't correct sports history. You can't.
No.
You can punish the teams in real time, but you can't correct sports history.
Now, let me read this to you very briefly, all right? And I don't say this flippantly. I swear. Cora might get banned from baseball.
For life.
For life.
Explain.
I'm just trying to deduce this report. Joel Sherman has a great article. It's up on the New York Post, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, so it states that Cora, and there's a quote from Manfred's report, was involved in developing both the banging scheme and utilizing the replay review room to decode and transmit signs. Okay? Commissioner Manfred, now this is back to the article, said he's not going to comment on Cora's punishment yet because they're still being investigated here. But he does give you this quote. Cora participated in both schemes and through his active participation implicitly condones the player's conduct code. I will withhold determining the appropriate level of discipline until the entire investigation is done.
Wow. That sounds ominous.
That sounds far more heavy-handed than what the Astros got, and the Astros got a lot.
Yeah.
The Astros got a lot.
I mean, is it explicitly stated that you won't use technology to cheat?
To my knowledge,
to steal signs.
I believe that it is, yes, because you
is
can't
it,
have... Yes.
Is it, Samter?
Yes,
is,
because is you it, can't have the Apple watches in the dugout, because there was a little bit of situation with that a couple of years back.
I remember that now.
Yeah, they've made amends. Yeah, they've updated,
and
sure.
Those weren't even really... We didn't even know if that was cheating. It was just a digital watch.
Like a preemptive strike, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't have a digital watch in the dugout. If it's explicitly stated...
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out. But if it's explicitly stated, and it would have to have been for longer than the last 5 years or so, I would assume.
Yep.
I feel like that Apple Watch thing was like when Apple Watches first came out.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't within a 2 year window.
No, it was probably more like five or six years ago.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And he did this in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
it's
got to be implicitly. It has to be stated somewhere.
Yeah,
because if you're going to ban somebody for a year, which now residually has cost him his job.
That's right.
And it's not stated somewhere, and he didn't truly break a code or something that you identified as illegal, then he would have the biggest lawsuit of anybody I know. And baseball's not dumb.
Yeah.
Every commissioner's got a legal background.
That's right.
You know, everybody. So to drop this type of punishment, there was no wiggle room for the Astros.
Yeah.
It was clear, it was stated, and it was direct, and it was bold. I don't know how anybody can be disappointed in this unless you're an Astros fan.
No.
Honestly, I think I commend baseball.
Even if you are an Astros fan, you still got the championship. In that regard, you're still happy.
Yeah, but you lost your manager.
You lost your skip,
lost your
and you lost your reputation in a lot of ways, and that's different. Samter, is there any timeline for Alex Cora's punishment?
As far as I've seen, there's no specific timeline. It's just that they're going to do the investigation as quickly as possible.
Okay. This is one of those short and sweet things. You either agree with what Rob Manfred did or you truly disagree. And open to both sides. I'd love to be enlightened on the side that thinks he didn't do enough because I think he crushes the Astros. 855-212, and rightfully so, 1-855-212-4CBS. And Cora is certainly next here. This should, you know, uniformly dissuade anybody from even attempting to do this. It also sends the message by firing, and this is from the Astros' point of view, that their owner, Jim Crane, fired both the GM and the manager. You'd have to think that people in prominent places like the GM and the manager's role down the road will never partake in this because now the precedent has been established.
Yeah.
Because if another team gets pinched for this, say the same thing in a year or so, and they don't fire the manager or the skipper, they will look weak and they will look cavalier. You know what I mean? To the Astros, baseball established a precedent, but now so too did the Astros.
Yeah, another thing.
How to deal with it internally.
Another thing to get into on the other side is Break BT. No players are punished.
Uh-huh, and he spoke to that, and we'll tell you why coming up. 1-855-212-4227. That is a tease. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the right part or accessory you need to get the job done right the first time. But did you know that they will also check your battery, test your check engine light, install your wiper blades, and even loan specialty tools when you need them? And if your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. In fact, now for a limited time, save 15% when you buy a set of Brake Best pads and two Brake Best rotors. Stop by today and let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help you make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. They know what it means to provide excellent customer service. That's why professional technicians have trusted O'Reilly Auto Parts stores for more than 30 years. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line here on Tiki and Tierney is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Tell us about it. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy. All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Our buddy Lee Bryce, you're going to check in from Louisiana, Clemson, and LSU tonight. He played for Clemson, good friend of the show. We haven't seen him since we actually presented him with the award. On the show after that.
Yep.
Been about 2 years since we actually hung with Lee, but he's awesome. He's down there. He's probably got 5 or 6 whiskeys in him already. He's partying hard. So we'll talk national championship in the third hour. Right now, it's all about the Astros. I do want to at least play you this cut very briefly from the Astros owner, Jim Crane, before we get to the calls on why he fired Hinch and Lunau, the GM.
I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that. And AJ on the bench and was aware, if you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it. And that's how we came to the conclusion.
Okay, I certainly accept that. Now, Tika asked the question before, or at least raised the point about the players.
Yeah, just real quickly. Crane also said, this is his quote, and it was not part of that clip, but I think it's important. Neither one of these guys implemented this or pushed it through the system. It really came from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
But neither one, talking about, obviously, Lunau and Hinch, neither one did anything about it. That's unfortunate, and the consequences are severe.
Yeah.
Ignorance is not an excuse.
And keep in mind, you know, we are 1 month from pitchers and catchers reporting in spring training. If you don't think it's a big deal that you have no GM for transactional type of stuff.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. 855, let alone a manager who's won a World Series. 1-855-212-4227. All right, real fast. Teak asked me about the players not being penalized on this. And here's the very quick. I will not, this is directly from a statement, Rob Manfred, commish. I will not assess discipline against individual Astros players. I made the decision in September 2017 that I would hold a club's GM and field manager accountable for misconduct of this kind. I will not depart from that decision. Assessing, this is the important point, and I can see this. Assessing discipline of players of this type is difficult and impractical. It's difficult because virtually all of the Astro players had some involvement and knowledge of this. So I'm in really no position on the investigative record to determine with any degree of certainty every player who should be held accountable and to what extent.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I could buy that as well.
Because what it comes down to is someone tells the player who's sitting there on the holding the bat, as BT just was, hey, BT, a fastball's coming. Then BT bangs the bat. And sometimes they would use like message guns or
the massage guns.
I mean the massage guns or hit the trash cans or whatever it may be, just to send audible signals to like the guy at the plate. So I mean, you'd be suspending the whole team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, which is impractical.
Which is absolutely impractical. These guys are taking an advantage, but they weren't. I get it. Maybe there should be some punishment, but I can see why he's not.
Now,
doing
I hate to open up this can of worms. I'll just throw it out
that's
there.
That's why.
Because think about this.
That's why.
We talked about how it's not the NCAA, so stripping down the banners like the Fab Five, not going to happen. It's just not realistic. However, if it was truly this deep-rooted, deeply rooted, and as the commissioner asserts in his lengthy statement, pretty much every player was involved. I mean, it would be unprecedented. But can you just delete the Astros for a year?
No, you can't. I mean, it.
And just whomever they, like, over the course of 162, give them 162 losses, and whomever they play gets a win, and that's how it impacts the standings. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people probably say that.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
Well, they can.
That's novel.
Well, they can.
That's novel.
I think they can. They just choose not to, which I'm obviously fine with, but I think that they can if they wanted to, right?
Yeah.
He's got that unilateral power.
Yeah. By the way, bad situation with the Houston Astros is Brandon Taubman, who was the assistant general manager. Basically lauded the signing of a domestic abuser.
Yeah.
He was also suspended
and
for
then flaunted it to the female reporter, right. I believe from SI was the credential,
right.
I think. Yeah, I mean, that's classless, and he deserved to get fired for that.
Yeah.
All right,
he was suspended. He was only suspended.
But I'm saying I would have fired him.
Yeah, I agree.
I would have fired him for that. 1-855-212-4227. All right, first up, Jason's in California. Jason, Tiki, and Tierney, go.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Okay, Jason, go ahead, buddy.
I was just thinking that both the Astros and the Red Sox should both be banned for the next 2 years for all their illegal stuff.
So that's what he's saying.
Yeah, basically BT solution, that should be it.
But no, and, you know, I was actually thinking about the A's, too, back in the day. I mean, you can't do anything, but, you know, when Tony Lucero was around, Canseco and McGuire,
sure.
Back in the day, so they should have been done stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, that was the steroid era that we were talking about earlier.
Thanks,
and I mean, the problem with the steroid era is that, like, every team had an issue with every single team, even the ones that we didn't identify.
Yeah.
They did that blind, you know, supposedly blind.
Talking about the Mitchell in 2003?
Yeah, but.
Well, that's the one that Big Poppy was on.
That's right.
And that surfaced.
That's right.
And, you know.
But, I mean, Big Poppy's was leaked.
Yes.
How many other tens or hundreds of them were not?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
You can already redact so much before eventually it gets out
great.
There. Joseph is in Houston. Should be interesting. Assuming he's a big Astros fan, 6:50 a.m. Joseph, take it away, buddy. What do you think?
Hey, Brandon, Tiki. I spoke to you guys before about this cheating, and I was completely disgusted about it, taking my child to the games and whatnot.
I remember your call.
I remember your call.
Yeah, I think the punishment was definitely suitable for the crime. It's allowing me to teach my children some valuable lessons about integrity, having values, and standing up to those. I'm still crushed about it. The sense of AJ not doing anything about it, it's another valuable lesson I could teach my son.
Yeah.
If you hang out with dogs, you're going to catch fleas. He wanted the upper leg.
Yeah.
He wanted the upper leg. You know, he took it and he allowed it to happen.
Hey,
he's
still
guilty.
Hey, Joseph, let me ask you this. How your son was, I forget how old he said, he was seven? How old is your kid?
I don't remember.
Seven.
Seven, yeah, he was seven. So, like, what are you going to tell him about this, right? The skip got fired, the GM got fired, the reputation of the organization is tarnished. How are you going to explain that to your kid?
Well, okay, so that's difficult. Like, if the banner would be taken down, it would probably make it a little bit easier for me to explain that to him. Because a part of me thinks it should be taken away. But given the circumstances of what's happened in the past with the drugs and whatnot in the league,
gotcha.
I think that it's a little dramatic to do that.
Yep.
Now, I am going to explain to him that, everything you do is going to have a cause and effect, man.
Yeah.
So, like, always think about telling lies, being mistreated. There's so many things that I could sit down and talk to him. Look, they made a mistake. They got the ultimate punishment, which is going to be a black mark on their lives. And you don't want a cloud like that following you around.
Well, listen, Joe, and I do remember
last
call, and you seem like a heck of a dad, heck of a person. Good perspective. Listen, this is a teachable moment, not just for a 7-year-old, but for a 37-year-old as well, or a 47 or a 57 executive.
That's right.
57-year-old executive.
Yeah.
I mean, you better learn from, if you're in the game and you don't learn from this, you're going to get pinched eventually and you will be out.
I just wonder though, BT, at what point does somebody not intervene? You know what I mean?
From like, what level now?
Alex Cora is coming up with this scheme in 2017 or 2016 or whatever.
As the bench coach.
As the bench coach. Yep. He's coming up with this scheme, and he's like, hey, look, I got this good idea. You know, we can gain an advantage by doing this. Might not work all the time, but when does someone not say, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that? Like, how come nobody said that?
You know what I think happens? I think because it's not a very elaborate scheme to start. And I think it's the kind of thing, you know, whether it's the massage hammer or the bat, you know, whatever it is, it's such an archaic way of doing it. It probably seems pretty harmless. And you know why you keep doing it? You probably hit a couple of bombs that night.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this is easy. We're never going to get caught. How are they going to catch us doing this? And then you get a little overly confident, and then it teeters into being brazen. Mm. And then you go from maybe a little Neanderthal in terms of the bat to, oh, you know what? Maybe we can try this digital room over here. Huh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a money scheme. I don't think it's any different than any – if you start selling nickel bags in 1980 and then you move up to an elaborate drug scheme, or, you know, you're taking side bets and, you know, you're collecting $1,000 on a weekend, all of a sudden it's up to a million.
Yeah.
You just think you're not going to get caught.
Yeah.
I would think.
Do you think this is ultimately serves as the deterrent to keep players and other, you know, lower level, because GMs and skips aren't going to say, we're going to come up with this elaborate scheme. They're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a deterrent for GMs and skips. But you think it's going to be a deterrent enough for bench coaches or the bullpen or whatever from doing this? Because no players are punished, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys got big contracts. Mm-hmm. You know, some teams won World Series. They weren't really punished.
Yeah, that's the one thing that worries you a little bit here.
Yeah, because, right?
You know, it's like now, I've told the story when I first took my dad's car out. I was 15, whatever. Oh, my God. It was the first brand new car he had, a Nissan Maxima. And, you know, if he was like one of these dads who was disinterested in discipline or not too involved in his son's life, you know what? I would have kept doing it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Probably pretty good chance I could have crashed and hurt myself or worse, hurt somebody else. So because he intervened and I felt it right away, I'm like, woof, okay, that's this. I can't do this anymore. I didn't do it. Well, I mean, I did try it the next day, but then when he really got pissed, I'm like, oh, now you got to stop. And to your point about the players, that's true. To the point about the players, because there's no repercussion, contract intact, not suspended, showing up at spring training, maybe they're not necessarily compelled to stop.
Yeah, they don't necessarily feel it.
They don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Now, they lose their manager,
yeah,
but
it's
somebody else, somebody's going to write Bregman in the three-hole.
They're right.
You know what I mean? Somebody's going to write it down. 855-212-4227. Man, this is crazy stuff. We've got inbounds, out-of-bounds coming up. Inbounds next segment. Only a few questions. We'll blow through that. So we'll get to more calls on the other side as well. 855-212-4227. How you evaluate the job Rob Manfred did in what is an historic day in baseball, no doubt. Axe got the details right now.
All right, doing more. Brought to you by the Home Depot here on Tiki and Tierney. Everything you need to do project smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. Former Raptor DeMar DeRozan doing. He led the Spurs fourth quarter comeback last night, finished with 25 and 8 rips in the San Antonio 105-104 win over Toronto. And since the start of the new year, the four-time All-Star DeRozan's picked up his play a little bit. Pump, actually, he's shooting better. He wasn't shooting too well early, averaging 29 points, 59% shooting, adding 6 rebounds and 5 assists per game in 2020. So the Spurs continue to fend off the Suns for the 8th and final spot in the West here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Get back to these calls on baseball and what Rob Manfred delivered today. Is it enough? Did you want to see more? Lee Brice, former Clemson Tiger walk-on long snapper and musical genius. Love his stuff. Good friend of the show. He's going to join us out. He's going to the game tonight. Tiki and I will set up really the entire first segment of the 5 o'clock hour on Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence and all the things. I mean, this is good. I can't wait. I mean, I don't know what to do with myself here. I almost wish we had a 9-hour show today. We're juggling inbounds, out of bounds. Let's go, D-Cell. Come on.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. Tiki and Tierney.
All right, here we go. So as the NFL hits 100 years old, the league is electing its centennial class to the Hall of Fame, including various players and coaches that have been overlooked for years on Saturday. This was absolutely awesome. Hall of Fame president David Baker, who is not small, because Coach Cowher is not small. He was towering over him. They were doing a segment on the NFL Today, and David Baker came out of nowhere, surprised Coach Cowher live on CBS. I mean, this really was poignant stuff, to inform him that he's been elected, and then did the same with Fox analyst Jimmy Johnson. Former Cowboys and Dolphins coach has two Super Bowl titles while winning 56% of his games here. Coach Cowher, he's won well over 60%, so a better percentage there, and led up to the two Super Bowl appearances, but he only has the one ring. So Jimmy's got two chips, Bill's got one, Bill's won more games, and Bill did it for a longer time. In or out, Jimmy Johnson did have a more illustrious career than Coach Cowher. Sam, do you try to get us in trouble with that boy? I mean, what if we actually did think it was Jimmy? How are we going to put our foot down like
that? I'm going to say inbounds, though. Two-time Super Bowl champion, as a coach of the year. Because I think back to his college days as well. He was a national champion. Walter Camp coach of the year when he was at the University of Miami. I mean, it's a different type of career.
Sure.
Obviously, much respect for our coach, Bill Cowher. He was a staple. Like, he took over the team and just, I got this on lock. Mm-hmm. Right? We're going to be elite for a long, long time.
And never had a great quarterback. Neil O'Donnell.
You're right.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Bobby Brister for a minute.
It's great
never
point.
Had a great quarterback,
so
really.
He won a lot with an inferior talent at the quarterback position.
Maybe Tommy Maddox was
Was like very steady. But I'm going to say as far as like making headway at all the stops, I'm going to say Jimmy Johnson. I'll say inbound.
This guy.
This is arguable. It's an easy one. It's not an easy one. It's an arguable one.
Of course. Well, everything is. Otherwise, we wouldn't do the segment.
Well, sometimes Samson puts them up there.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes he mails it in. There's only one answer.
I can already know what BT. I know we're going to agree, so.
That is true. Listen, you coach 15 years. My answer is out of bounds. I can see it both ways in totality. You know, Jimmy in college. Now, Jimmy didn't really do much with the Dolphins. Let's call for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now I'm not saying that what he did with Dallas should be overlooked, but it kind of helps a little bit when you have the Hall of Fame trio that they had in the great offensive line. I mean, you know, listen, the last thing you want to do is answer this and start denigrating anybody by micro-analyzing who was better. They were both great. I know Bill. I saw him yesterday. He's truly one of the best guys in our business. He is just a happily intense is the way I describe him. I've never seen Bill Cowher in 7 years on Sunday interactions in a bad mood. And not just when the lights go on, like some phonies in our business. Bill Cowher is a sincere, genuine dude, and I love him. So I'm going to say Coach Cowher, but they're both great.
Yeah.
Are you in or are you out?
Detail, you got my back here. Throw up to you, man.
Now I hit that camera.
You hit the wrong one.
That was funny because I just rambled through, you know, maybe 400 words. And I want to tell you everybody how the curtain's ripped. And I can hear, we have this thing called the talk back button. You hit the button, and it's part of business. Tiki had to run through something through Santa.
Yep.
And then he was talking to D-Cell. So they're having a conversation that was going at least 30 seconds because I can hear him even as I'm speaking. And then as I'm done, Tiki goes, yeah.
That's right.
I didn't hear a word I said.
I knew what you were saying.
I've been working with you
my
long
point.
Enough. You didn't hear a word
I
said.
He was making the point, like, well, he was at Miami. He didn't win a championship in Miami. I'm like, I'm talking about the University of Miami. He thought I was talking about the Dolphins, where he went to coach with
no,
Dolphins.
What I was saying was Pro Football Hall of Fame doesn't take into account
his college. Of course he doesn't.
Stuff.
But the question isn't about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Am I correct, BC?
Yeah, basketball is international, encompassing college,
but
Olympics, etc.
But this question is saying an illustrious career, which I looked at as he was a man at the University of Miami, which is why I went
to
D-Cell and said, D-Cell, throw up to you.
And this guy
my intention
what?
Was more illustrious NFL career, but I worded it without saying that, so you're correct technically.
Of course I'm correct technically.
Did you hit the buzzer? Do whatever you have to do.
You want me to be Mr. Literal over here? BT's Mr. Literal, but sometimes I have to take that torch.
Sometimes you gotta hand it off. There we go. So, after missing 26 games with a shoulder injury, Kyrie Irving finally back on the court for the Nets. My buddy Kevin Durant's got to be pleased about this. He scored 21 points on 10 of 11 shooting, and the handle didn't look rusty at all. It was on a string. That's what Kyrie does. They smashed the Hawks like everybody does. 108-86. He played well.
Now, they don't play defense at all, the Hawks.
I mean, every night I think they're giving up buck 30, buck 40. Earlier reports indicated the Nets could shut Kyrie down for the year, but the team changed course, decided to bring him back. Now, Brooklyn, and they changed course abruptly. It went from this to that quick. Brooklyn has now won two straight after dropping seven straight. Oh, what a coincidence. I think ever since me and KD started tweeting, they started winning. I honestly think that that's what happened.
They got all gassed up by you.
I am the impetus behind the renaissance for the Brooklyn Nets, unintentionally, of course. So now they're behind top six teams in the East, all right? So they're in the playoffs, but obviously some injuries and circumstances. They're not a top four seed, might not host the first round. Now, the Nets traded their first round pick in 2020 to the Hawks, though it's top 14 protected, which means Brooklyn would keep the pick if they don't make the playoffs. This is an interesting question.
Yes.
In or out? The Nets are making a mistake by letting Kyrie return this early, and I can only imply what Mike means is that would increase their chances of making the playoffs as a result.
I'm going to say inbounds because you know they're not winning anything in the postseason this year. Yeah, maybe there's some value in getting to the postseason.
What if Durant comes back?
Getting some experience. What Kevin Durant should not play this year. It would. I fear what would happen, either health-wise or, I don't know, just I think it would actually hurt them coordination-wise or at least how the team is put together. I'm going to say absolutely keep your first-round pick. Your lottery-protected pick for 2020 because you don't know what this team is going to need and you might not be able to get it in free agency. So I'm going to say inbounds. They're making a mistake.
I'm going to say out of bounds for a totally different reason. The Knicks are horrendous. The Nets are trying to cash in on a little bit of,
I hear you.
I'm not saying that that's drive the medical or the decision here for sure. And if it truly was compromising Kyrie Irving's health, then you clearly don't do it. But if it's, hey, he's been cleared, and, you know, the only issue that we have to, you know, resolve ourselves of, like, you know, what we want to do is come to terms with is the possible draft switch with the Hawks. No, you're trying to carve out a niche in this huge city of New York, right? You're also trying to continue that upward trajectory, made the playoffs a year ago, played okay, but, you know, pushed around Allen, as we know. But the Nets, you know, their young guys gained some real experience. And you only have Kyrie Irving for 4 years.
Good point.
So you want to try to max this thing out. It's like he's on a 9-year deal and you have the better part of a decade to maybe scale the mountain. As long as it doesn't set him back, and I guess if he's been cleared, it won't. Out of bounds. Play him.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, the struggles continue for North Carolina. They are bad. I mean, they're not just like North Carolina bad. They're kind of bad.
They are.
You know? Losing a devastating game to Clemson over the weekend, possibly a foreshadow of tonight. Maybe I'm going to have to bet Clemson now because they beat North Carolina in basketball. UNC led by 10. Listen to this. This is hard to do. UNC led by 10 with 2 minutes to go. And they allowed Clemson to take a three. They wound up tying it up. I think it was under 10 seconds left. Went to overtime after the game, which they lost. Roy Williams was almost inconsolable.
I'd tell Bubby he should probably fire me, and probably wouldn't be a bad idea. If coach is supposed to help his kids. And I didn't help him very much.
Okay, so as you could probably deduce, he was actually tearing up. He was crying?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we love emotion, but is that a little bit too much? Let's see. Williams is now 69 years of age, and he suffered serious bouts of vertigo. We know that he's collapsed a couple of times where the room is spinning, and we've seen this on the bench. Unfortunately, it happened in 2016, again in 2019, though he signed the contract extension last year through 2028. Wow. In or out, Roy Williams is most to blame for their struggles this year in North Carolina.
I'm going to say inbounds, BT. Cole Anthony was a great get, but Cole Anthony came in knowing he's going to have to score 30-plus points a night for them to be competitive. And when he was doing that, it was great. Then he got hurt. And now it's a wrap. Like like part of the process in college basketball is recruiting. It's half the job, be honest with you, especially nowadays. That's because these kids are one and done. You got to do it every single year. As he's gotten older, you can imagine it's harder for him, right? It's because coaches are coaching or at least recruiting against his age.
Not hard for Coach K.
Coach K is a different animal, though.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
But by a wide margin? Roy Williams is an icon. I mean, I'm not saying he's Coach K, but the gap isn't sizable.
I think perceptually it is. National perception it is. Okay. You're right. You're probably right. But I think nationally perceiving it, there is probably a bigger gap than there actually is. Exactly. Than there actually is.
Okay.
But it gets harder for him as a recruiter. And when you put all your eggs in one basket, or at least you put one egg in one basket and there's nothing else in it, it's kind of your fault.
But
man,
I don't know that there's nothing else in it. I mean, it's not like they were 12th in the ACC in recruiting. They weren't down there with Boston College.
Hey, but where are these kids? You know what I mean?
You know, my answer is imbalanced. But yeah. Of course I'm going to blame Roy Williams, but I don't know that there's a complete dearth of talent. That's why I'm blaming Roy Williams. I mean, of course you lost a star who's going to be a top 10 pick, maybe even top 5. Listen, there's going to be understandable drop-offs, like when or there could be, and you would understand it, like with Dean Smith, when you lose Worthy and MJ, mm-hmm. or you lose Vince Carter and Antoine Jameson, you know, after Dean, of course, then, okay, we're going to have to hit the reset button a little bit and kind of recalibrate here. But that's not what they lost last year. So I don't know where this is coming from, and I'll never, you know, make a mockery of somebody showing real emotion. But that's, I don't know if I want to use the word odd, but that's,
no, it was
that
odd.
Is a little odd.
It was
right?
odd. He's usually stoic and on it.
Yeah. National championship, entire third hour next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.